Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. In this episode, I'm going to give you three crucial tips for handling your anger based on Daniel Goleman's ventilation fallacy in his book, Emotional Intelligence. If you haven't read the book and you want to learn more about the importance of emotional intelligence and understanding the human condition with the science to back it up, I would definitely recommend it. I've left the link to the book in the show description. Prior to reading Emotional Intelligence, I had read a lot of ideas which suggested that venting when you're angry is good for you. People usually say something along the lines of, "It's good to get it off your chest." This might be true when we're sad because we get our feelings validated, but it doesn't seem to be the case when we're angry. Daniel Goleman's research suggests that venting when you're angry doesn't make you feel better. It just prolongs and amplifies your anger. In other words, it just keeps you in a crappy mood. Getting things off your chest when you're angry will only aggravate you even more. You end up rewiring your neurological pathways and creating deeper negative ruts. As a result, negative thoughts come to you more easily. With anger, there's not much cognitive thinking involved. Therefore, it's not healthy to vent when we're angry. I know it's hard at times. Sometimes we get so worked up that we just want to spurt out a response. But the next time it happens, pay attention to how you feel after you've vented. You'll find that most of the time, you just end up working yourself up even more. Often, you'll find that you stay stuck on the reason or person that made you angry for much longer than anticipated. At the end of the day, you just spend more time being unhappy. Based on Daniel's book, I'm going to talk about his three tricks that I have slightly developed, which you can use the next time you're feeling angry. So the first tip is to take deep breaths. This allows you to switch your body from a high arousal state to a low one. Essentially, we want to bring your heart rate down. You can do this by using my 4-4-8 method, which is also helpful if you're feeling anxious or stressed. Furthermore, it can help if you're experiencing trouble sleeping or if you want to reduce symptoms of a migraine and help prevent muscle spasms and cramps. All you have to do is take a deep breath in for 4 seconds, then hold your breath for another 4 seconds, and finally exhale for 8 seconds. That's a total of 16 seconds. Repeat this a few times until you start to feel a little more relaxed. You should observe a change right away. Now, the second trick is to reframe your bad thoughts. In other words, we have to readjust our negative thoughts to something more empowering. Do this by making a note of each negative thought that comes into your mind and replacing it with something that challenges the idea in a positive way. For example, if someone spills a drink on your top, the thought that might come into your head is, "Oh my God, what an actual idiot, he's ruined my top." You could reframe this thought to, "It's okay, accidents happen, it's not the end of the world." Here, you are still stating the truth, so it's believable and not as absurd as saying something like, "It's okay, the stain will vanish in 5 seconds." Because you know this statement is unlikely or untrue, it may just annoy you a little more. Anyway, the final thing you can do is to pause and go for a walk. This basically means to save your reaction for when you get back from a walk, on your own or with someone else. I would recommend going for a walk in nature because it will naturally help you raise your vibration. I would also ensure that if you do go on a walk with someone, you take someone who is in a good mood or won't encourage you to stay mad. In other words, someone who can help you feel more positive. Make this walk at least 15 minutes long. That means 15 minutes without a reaction to whatever was about to trigger you. In this time, do not think about what just happened. If negative thoughts enter the mind, reframe them like in the previous step. It's very likely that when you return, your reaction will be completely different to what it would have been if you stayed in the same place. I know it can be hard to walk away if you're in a confined space, like an office. Just try your best to move yourself away from your desk or the people that triggered you, just for a bit. So that's all the tips I wanted to share with you today. I really hope they help you. Take it from a guy called Vex, anger does more damage than it does good. So please don't overlook these suggestions. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, Vex King. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.